It was the third gathering of Arab leaders in less than a week, and Gaza was once again the focus of debate at the Kuwait summit, despite its original billing as an economic forum. Saudi King Abdullah told fellow Arab leaders that he was declaring an end to the recent period of quarrels and opening the door of unity. He added that he was pledging $1 billion to help rebuild war-torn Gaza. The monarch, however, addressed his most important words to Israel, warning Israeli leaders not to pass up the chance of peace that was offered to them by the 2002 Arab summit in Beirut, because such offers may not last forever. Israel must understand, he says, that the choice between war and peace will not be offered forever, and that the Arab peace proposal that is being placed on the table today will not be on the table forever. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad did not offer an olive branch to Israel, instead calling it a terrorist state. He says the most important thing the Arab leaders can do for Gaza is to support its right to self-defense and resistance against Israeli aggression. That aggression, he adds, may resume at any moment. Mr. Assad says since he believes Israel will not change its policies, the Arabs must defend the Palestinian cause. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak also used strong language to criticize Israel, condemning what he called its arrogant use of force. But he went on to also urge Israeli leaders to accept the 2002 peace initiative. I tell Israel, he says, that the arrogance of power will not subdue the Palestinian people and will not bring peace. Not all the tanks and the planes in the world will bring security to the Israeli people. He also warns the great powers of the world that the peace process, neglected for years, must be tackled urgently and responsibly. Peace in the Middle East, he insists, is urgent and cannot wait. Israel initially rejected the Arab Initiative in 2002, but in the past year has said it could be a starting point for discussion. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, whose people were the subject and focus of the summit, called for Palestinian unity. He insists what must be agreed to now is a national unity government to cope with the humanitarian catastrophe, lift the blockade, reopen border crossings, and begin rebuilding. Then to hold elections, parliamentary and presidential, at the same time. Arab leaders later held a closed-door session, and Al Jazeera TV reported King Abdullah invited the leaders of Egypt, Syria, Jordan, and Qatar to his private quarters to discuss their differences. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.